Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Hebrews chapter 1, we were talking about the folly of those people who try to make the Word of God fit into their lifestyle. Let's continue with that lesson today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Who are any of us to try to question God when He speaks? And who do we think we are to lessen the importance of any word of God or to even question it? Now, the rest of the verse tells us to whom He spake and by whom. It says He spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. Should not preaching still be followed instead of the devising of man with his entertainment? It's funny, people say, well, preaching won't do it anymore. Preaching never did do it. It was the Holy Spirit of God that does it, but the Holy Spirit of God lets us know He does it through the foolishness of preaching. Now, that doesn't mean foolish preaching, the foolishness of preaching. And that's God's way. When churches are starting to go back to skits and DVDs and everything else, and nobody really spends time preaching and teaching the Word, they might spend a 10-minute devotional, then, my friend, that church has gone away from the Word of God. And if they're not going to get it right, get out. I'd say just get out of that church if they're not going to get it right. And you need to find where God would have you to be. Just think, the revelations of the Old Testament were given in fragmentary doses. They came to men bit by bit in their highest experiences, and they fit together in perfection. The Bible is preserved for us today because it was given by an everlasting God who will not permit it to pass away. Heaven and earth will pass before even one jot or one tittle of the law, not of any part of the word, as Matthew 5:18 teaches us. That ought to make you think long and hard when you see a passage like John 12:48, when Jesus says, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in that last day." Isn't it interesting? You have those people call themselves higher critics, and they spend their time finding fault with the Word of God, not knowing that one day they're going to stand before Almighty God and find that it's the same Word of God that judges them that they've tried to judge this whole lifetime. They've tried to change it, but God still preserved it. Now that takes us in to verse 2. "Hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds." Now, verse 2 shows us the infallible person of Jesus Christ. And it's this infallible person who gives us this revelation. You know, inspiration was so great, God's nearness was so felt, that this epistle started off by just saying, God, in these first two verses. So often you read a book of the Bible, Peter, an apostle, Paul, an apostle, Paul, a servant, you know, Peter, a servant, an apostle. They go off starting with their names beginning at the first, but here, that there be no mistake about it, these are the words of God. God. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. When he becomes our constant meditation and desire, his name will also be the subject of our conversations. Now, friend, God has spoken unto us. Therefore, search these sacred pages with purpose. Now, friend, let me say something. We do not discover God in the Bible. Again, let me say that. We do not discover God in the Bible. Instead, he reveals himself through his Son. That's by the Word of God, the Bible, through the Holy Spirit. Now, just as his ways became more clear as scriptures were written, God becomes more clear to us as we grow in Christ. We're told in 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's a command, and that is something each of us are to do, grow in that grace and knowledge of Christ. Because Christ is the revelation of God. Now, the Bible is unfolding Christ for us. In Genesis chapter 3, we see Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the Lamb for an individual. The Lamb was slain, and these people are clothed. In Exodus 12 and 13, we see the Lamb for a family, as each home must place blood on their doorposts and the death angel will pass over and not take the firstborn of their home. In Leviticus, we see the lamb whose blood is shed for a nation on that great day of atonement. But then in John 1:29, John the Baptist sees him coming and he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Here we have the Lamb for the world. A Lamb for an individual, a Lamb for a family, a Lamb for a nation. But praise God, the Lamb for the world. Now, this stands as the reason for revelation. The way we respond to this Word of God is the way we respond to the Son of God. How is that? Jesus is the living Word. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." He says, he is the truth. John 17:17, he says, "Thy word is truth." Jesus is the living Word. The Bible is the written Word. In John 1:1, we see, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Then you drop down to verse 14, and it says, "And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." That Word that is God dwelt. That word dwelt has the idea of tabernacle, the tent. God tabernacled in the humanity of Jesus Christ. Now, this stands as the reason for revelation. That is the revelation of Christ. And so we always, always need to understand when we're looking at the Bible, we're looking at Jesus. Jesus Christ. Oh, what a blessed name. Now, Jesus is the name of his humiliation. It's the name of his humanity. Isn't it interesting the world refers to him as Jesus? But rarely as the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Jesus was a common name given to many back in his day. It was the same in Greek as Joshua's name was in Hebrew, and it meant Jehovah saves. Now, in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the name of Jesus, as it appears by itself, only as Jesus by itself, appears 612 times. In the epistles, 71 times. But on the other hand, in the Gospels, Jesus is referred to as Christ only. Just that name, Christ, by itself, 56 times. But in the epistles, he's called Christ 256 times. The Gospels emphasize his humanity or his humiliation. The epistles, his exaltation. The Son of God became the Son of Man, the sons of men might become the sons of God. Now understand, Jesus was 100% man, and he was 100% God. He wasn't half man, half God. He was completely Almighty God, and he was completely a man. But the humanity part of him started in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. His deity always was and has existed from eternity past. Jesus Christ our Lord is very God and very man. Two whole and perfect natures joined together into one person. My friend, Jesus Christ our Lord is the Christian's God, his Almighty God. And we need to know that and understand that. It's important in our salvation. When I see the events of the cross, with each pound of the executioner's hammer, I must see my sin. This is why God, who is a spirit, became a man. A Christian is not a person who believes in Jesus. The whole world believes in Jesus. The devil believes in Jesus. The Christian is one who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he continues to say here in verse 2, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. This is why I don't hold to the Book of Mormon or any other extra biblical revelation. And if somebody stands up in church and says, I have a revelation from God, just understand they don't have a revelation from God. This Bible that we hold in our hands is the final, finishing revelation. I believe that for us English-speaking people, because it's translated from the Masoretic and the Textus Receptus, that is preserved for us in the King James Bible. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation for the Bible.